for the acceptance. Lahagdol pnei Shabbos kamoshu yotzi likras hamelech. The Chachamim Harishonim hayu miskabtsim talmidim b'erev Shabbos. The rabbis would bring all of their talmidim together before Shabbos. Umisatvim, and they would get dressed. The Omrim, and they would say, as we have the practice, this is where the Lechadodi come from. The Omrim bo netze likra Shabbos hamelech. They would actually go outside to the fields and say, let us greet the melech with the Shabbos. Then the Rambam continues in a few halachos to add on more halachos. And then the Rambam continues and says, in halacha dalad also likvoa suda umishta, you can't eat too much on Erev Shabbos, mipnei kavod Shabbos. All this is because of kavod Shabbos. Then in halacha hey, misader adam shulchano be'erev Shabbos v'tzarech l'takim beso. And the Rambam continues and says, there's a halacha that we are not going to focus on, but a person should know that they should set their table before Shabbos, that to make sure that they, when they come home, they could be Mekadesh Miyad. Your health should be ready. There should be a candle lit. There should be a table set, and your beds should be made before Shabbos. So if you skip down a few paragraphs, the Rav points out that in the Rambam's opening presentation of what the halacha and what the nature of Kavod Shabbos is, he makes a fascinating comparison. Look at the last paragraph, just to summarize. As arbas hadjvarim hameakvim b'kiyam mitzvahs kibud anu nitzkalim b'dimoy matmiya. Says the Rav, there's an unbelievable comparison that really catches our eye when you look at the Rambam's classic orientation of what Kavod is. Kol Elu, all of these main categories for Kavod Shabbos, Mishtaichim Litfil. They're all things that if you look in the Rambam's preparations for davening, there's a common denominator between the two. Kavod Shabbos and Kavod and preparation for davening. Yadua Yishitas HaRambam, it's known that the Rambam HaMachmir, the Rambam held, Benitidos Yadayim Ki'ikuv L'Tfilah. The Rambam held that you make to make sure that you wash before davening. Ubishachris, and the Rambam held against the Ravid, there's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid about this, Ubishachris Hitzrich Rechitas Pon of Yadav Viraglov. The Rambam didn't suffice with just washing one's hands, but you had to wash your face and your feet first. Very interesting similarity between what the Rambam tells us to do Kavod Shabbos and for preparation for Tefillah. Ayinu chos Tefillah perek dalet alocha gimel. Avol shachris rochitz ponav yadav ragav achar kispal. Atifas batzitzis. Vadehi alocha ofanis betfilah. A person has to get dressed and put on his tzitzis before he davens. Ayinu chos tzitzis perek gimel alocha yud aleph. Elo lo'oilam yishtal yus otof piksus amechuyeves betzitzis. Person should always make sure that he has tzitzis on. Kedei sheyikayim zeu mitzvah. Ubishas tefillah tzarech lizar b'yoser. When a person davens, may have to make sure that he has his tzitzis on him in more than the rest of the day. Then the Rambam has another halacha. Kovid rosh. Ein omdim lisbal lo mitoch sok. Lo mitoch kalas rosh. A person cannot go and approach davening with any levity, but rather el mitoch kovid rosh. A person has to take some time, put some time aside to prepare themselves mentally before they involve themselves and they embark on the mitzvah of tefillah. Yeshiva, he should sit v'yichol and wait gamkin mikomam be'ilchus tefillah perek dalet l'fichach tzarech leishiv ma'at koidim tefillah kedei l'chaven es libo. The Rambam continues and says a person should not jump into tefillah. He should wait and prepare himself in anticipation when he's about to daven in order to get him to prepare himself mentally. Listen to what the Rav says. Hinei kol halachos elo b'nogei l'tfila mushtatas al davar echad ki tfila hi amidas lifnei hashchina. What is the reason for all these necessities before tfila? Because tfila, in essence, is what? Standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch. Atifa mufureshes bekvar tfila tfila ani kiyatov lifnei Hashem yishpach sicha. We find that the din of tfila that there's a din of tfila. Kovid rosh bevadei mora ba'alil alas yachtus in HaKadosh Baruch b'shas ha-tfila. And just like when a person approaches Hashem in tfila, he has to do it, prepare so mentally. Ketzari kavona sheyefane es libo mikol machshavos. Person can only achieve kavona if he actually gives himself time to clear his mind from all the other involvements and all the other distractions that he was involved with before the tefillah, and it's impossible to be mechaven if you're not going to first sit in preparation with kovod rosh. Lefich tzarach leishiv ma'at kodem ha-tefillah. Taras yadayim gamken krucha v'shezura v'kiyam todas nochachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And purifying oneself physically with their hands and feet is also because of the fact that they're meeting Hashem. Im alochos elu mishtaychos gam lekivet Shabbos on yechol nahasik v'pshitas. So the common denominator between these two halachas, the Rambam is telling us, those aspects that exist before tefillah, richutz yadayim raglayim, atifas atalas, yeshiva bekoved rosh, obviously misbatas bepeula shel kabbalas pnei hashchina shu yisoid betefillah. Obviously, the same exact thinking thing is happening on a weekly basis, not only in the tefillah but in the Shabbos experience. Yesh kabbalas hashchina be'erev Shabbos im chashecha ve'ikir kiyumo lo bekishut habayis. And says the Rav, we think that that means buying flowers. We think that that means making a certain aroma in the house in order to decorate it. That's not what the Iker Kibbut is. It's Kiyim b'Kabbalas Pnei Behetem Lehilchos Uprati Kabbalas Pnei Avinu Shebashamayim V'Amidu Lefnei Hashem. There is one rule book on how you're Mekabel the Pnei Hashchina, just like you're Mekabel the Pnei Hashchina in the mitzvah of Tfila, said the Rav so beautifully. You're doing that exact thing according to the Rambam when you are saying Lichadodi, when you are going out to involve yourselves in the Kavod Shabbos experience, which is ultimately greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a person has to sit and think specifically when it comes to Kavod Shabbos, because it's just like Tfilah al das Kavod Rosh shu abasis shel kavanas halev. It's a fascinating idea. The Rav's telling us, fascinating. The Brisker Rav, they used to sit on his porch. Yoshivu mitzapel likras haShabbos, according to the idea of the Rav, because it had a concept of Tfilah. It wasn't just to meditate, but rather to be mekayim all of these fulfillments that exist by tefillah, which is kovod arosh as well. So it's just a fascinating perspective. Before we get into all the details of what kovod Shabbos is about, if you want to sum it up according to Rav Soloveitchik's idea in Das HaRambam, you look at the main fashion that the Rambam, presents the prototypical Kavod Shabbos, and you see the common denominator with tefillah, and you see that there's obviously something deeper than just making sure I have all the food ready, but rather I'm actually embarking upon greeting the Melech Malchei Amlochim, which is a very specific protocol that the Rambam follows both in Hilchos Tefillah and in Hilchos Kavod Shabbos. So just to put everything that we're going to learn in, although the Poskim and the Mishnah Brura doesn't speak about this in light of what the Rav is developing in the Rambam, so it really gives us a deeper perspective and an approach to all the halachos that we're going to be involved with in the mitzvahs of Kavod Shabbos this week. So the Mechaber starts off in Siman Reish Mem Beis in the Mishnah Brura, and the Mechaber tells us, focusing on the amount that we have to spend when it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Afilu mi, the Mechaber says, afilu mi shetzarech la'achirim, im yesh lo me'at mishalo, tzarech lezariz atzmo l'chavet es ha-Shabbos. A person has to try his best, even if he needs other people's, if he has a little bit of his own money, he has to spend it to make sure that he has Kavod Shabbos and that his Shabbos has some respectable food. And if you look in the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Beis, he writes, "V'toyv lizar shelo yifchos mishnei tavshilin." It's required to at least have two cooked foods, when you're going to have Kavod Shabbos. And a person who, although the Gemara says, he writes in Sifkat and Aleph, although the Gemara says that it's better aseh Shabbat chachol v'al yitzdarech lebrias, that it's better to spend, to not have a nice Shabbos and not need for the Brias, says the Mishnah Brura, he qualifies that. It's about halfway down in the first Sifkat and Aleph in Mishnah Brura. It starts with a Gimel on the line, It says, Hodam Rabbi Akiva, Ase Shabbat Chachol Va'al Tzitzark Lebilus. So the Mishnah Brura says this is talking about a person who v'chila kol elu amarim who ba'ofen zed da'ainu l'man de'efshel la'tzarech l'chabdo kefi yecholto u'misha ashad chuka lo bi'yoser hainu she'ein lo rak mazon sh'tei sudas ha'shabes b'zeh amar Rabbi Akiva ase shabbat chachol va'al tzarech l'bri'as. The Mishnah Brura limits that Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, Gemara Psachim adaf kuf yud gimel, that says that a person should not ask for other people's help, and he shouldn't spend on Shabbos. He should say, he should make sure to make his Shabbos chol. That is a very limited situation where a person mamish has almost nothing. But if a person has, he is mechuyev to spend, and the Mishnah Brura ultimately says he should spend to make sure that he has something special for each meal, and he should have to make sure that he should have three meals, and if he needs to collect from the tzedakah, the gabbai tzedakah should give him three meals. So this limit, this presentation, the opening statement of the Mechaber, where he says, "Im yesh lo ma'at b'shelo tzarech lezaris ba'at v'lechaber es haShabbos v'lo amru ase Shabbat chachol v'at tzarech lebrias ela lemisha ashad chukalo." It kind of limits the exceptions of what the Gemara says. You get the impression that from the Gemara that you shouldn't spend too much because we don't want you to be a burden on society. So on that, the Mechaber says, no, this is a very limited case. This is only someone who has almost nothing, therefore highlighting that a person has to really spend a lot on the expenses for Shabbos to make Shabbos look nice. What does that mean, to make Shabbos look nice, to make Shabbos special, to have delicious food on Shabbos? That really is subjective. Ultimately, the concepts of basar v'dagim, the Mishnah Brura speaks at great lengths about, that a person should have basar v'dagim, but he writes himself that that's only for those that it works for. If it's not going to be something that you enjoy, if yayin is something that's not something that you enjoy, then that's not something that you should be spending money on. If you're a vegetarian, so then you're allowed to have onid Shabbos in your own ways. That's just the, we in the normal situation for most people, that would be something that we would suggest that people should spend on, because that is the way most people do enjoy. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Dalet says something famous. Fascinating, I'm sorry. The Mishnah Brura says something in Sifkot and Dalet, k'dei l'chaber es haShabbos. Listen to what the Mishnah Brura says. He says that people think if they save money and they don't spend on Shabbos, that it's going to help them. Mishnah Brura says it's not true. And anything you spend on Shabbos based on the Gemara and Beitza, and anything that you add on Shabbos is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add to your income. Look at that Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Dalet, k'dei l'chaber es haShabbos. D'bezono shel Shabbos v'yontif im moisif moisifin lo. Ukemo she'amru Chazal, kol mizonos of shel adam ksuvin lo mirosh hashanah v'ad rosh hashanah. All a person's mizonos, a person's parnosa, is set from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The yesh lizar shel lo yosef bem pen lo katzvu lo kol kach. And therefore, a person has to be careful with his spending habits, that he shouldn't spend too much because it was already decided how much he was given. However, says the Mishnah Brura, Chutz mi'otzos Shabbos v'yontiv otzos bonav l'talmud Torah shemoisif moisifin lo. That if you add more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be moisif himself as well, commensurate with the amount you spent. Then the Mishnah Brura goes down and he speaks about being lo v'beribis, even borrowing with interest. What he means is with a guy, obviously not to violate any isurim, but clearly this is taken very seriously, that a person should spend extra for the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says that you should try as best as you can to involve yourself and to push yourself when it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Is this a mitzvah de'oraisa or a mitzvah de'rabon? So this is something in Sifkot and Aleph that the Mishnah Brura brings up. A machlokes haposkim. Yesh poskim shesvira luhu. If you look at the beginning of Sifkot and Aleph, hinei ikar mitzvahs oinig Shabbos nisparish al yidei ha-neviyim. It's explained by the neviyim. Ukomosh ne'emar v'karasa l'shabbos oinig. As it says in the pasuk, you should call the Shabbos a delight. V'yesh poiskim shesira luhu de'ikaru min ha'tayra, sha'shabes hu bechlal mikra ha'kodesh. And there are those that think, actually, it's a Ramban in this week's Parsha. Ramban in Parsha's Emor says that mikra ha'kodesh does not all, means that the minyanim should get together. The Ramban in this week's Parsha actually is of the opinion that tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yontif is a de'oraisa. It's for that reason that the Prima Gadim brings this down la'alacha. Rabbi Schechter has a fascinating psak based on this, that if a person is stuck and he's going to have to choose which tefillah he davened b'tzibur because he's at a certain place where he doesn't have the ability to daven either before plag, and it's going to be a problematic tefillah based on the issues of Tarta de Sasre, of a stira in the Zmanim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. So sometimes a person finds himself that he has to make a choice. One of the tefillahs I'm going to daven be Yechidus, and the other one I'll daven be Tzibur. So according to most poskim, they would suggest that since fundamentally tefillahs Arvis is on a lower level Chiyuv, because Medina de Gemara, tefillahs Arvis was a Rishus, so therefore Mariv should be daven be Yechidus, and tefillas mincha should be davened b'tzibur. However, based on the Ramban in this week's parsha, that says in the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh that there's all these other obligations, it's kedai to take a look this week in that fascinating Ramban of Mikra Kodesh. So the Ramban says one of the chiyuvim is that the tzibur, really going to hit home this Shabbos when we're not together again, but that one of the chiyuvim de'oraisa of the Shabbos experience and the Yontif experience is to be Korea Kol Ha'eda, that the Kol Ha'eda should come together and they should daven, not be yechidos, but they should actually have a tefillah b'tzibur min ha'Torah. That's a very rare thing. You don't usually find a tefillah b'tzibur min ha'Torah. Some Rishonim discuss a legabe zachar, that you have a kriya b'tzibur, but to have the concept of a tefillah b'tzibur to be a fulfillment of what the Torah says by Shabbos and Yontif Mikra Kodesh, so that's a fascinating Ramban in this week's parsha. So the Mishnah Berurah just presents some of the opinions, if it's d'oraisa, if it's d'rabbanan. So what is the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, a shvua that he's going to be on a diet, that he's not going to eat. So is it considered nishboin levatel as hamitzvah, that on a level of d'oraisa, I'm obligated to eat on Shabbos, to be misaneg on Shabbos, and therefore I don't have the ability to take such a shvua because that's a shvua levatel es hamitzvah. Happens to be that's the shitas of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that a person is not able to take a shvua to not eat on Shabbos, because it sounds like in the Rambam one would argue that it's because he holds the mitzvah of oineg is the oraisa. However, if you look at the Rambam, and I sent it to you in the first sheet of the shtickle of the Rav said something else fascinating in that Yortzeit drasha, and this really this is a fascinating idea that he developed when it came to the mitzvah of kavod and oneg. So if you could just flip to that sheet, it's page number nun in the sheets that I sent out in kibud va'oneg Shabbos in the shiurim lezecher abimar. So the Rambam says as follows: the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph. The Rambam tells us, Arba Dvarim Nerma B'Shabbos, Shnayim Mehem in HaTorah, U'Shnayim Mehem Midivrei Sofer. V'Heim... Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have it? You go back to page Nun. No, not that. There you go. The Rambam starts, Arba Dvarim Nerma B'Shabbos. There were four things that were said on Shabbos. Again, keep in mind, this is already in the 30th chapter of the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Shnayim Mehem Medivrei Torah. Two of them are biblical, and two of them are Medivrei Sofer. V'heim Mefurashin Al Yedei HaNaviim. Shebet Torah Zachar B'Shamer. That which it said in the Torah is where the Torah says in the Aseres HaDibros, Zachar Vishamar, that a person has to keep the positive commandments and the negative commandments, as we'll see in a second. Vishinisparshu al Yedea Neviim, and those that were taught to us through the Neviim, Kabad Vaineg, Shinamar Vikarasal Shabbos Aideg, Ulakado Shashem Mechubot, that a person has to, enjoy the Shabbos and be mechaber the Shabbos. So the Rav asked the following question. This is very strange. This whole halacha is very uncharacteristic of the Rambam. Berosh Hilchos Shabbos, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, at the outset of Hilchos Shabbos, biras mitzvos esei shel shvisas hamalacha. The Rambam told us that there are halachos, there's isurim, shvisa b'shvi mimlacha, mitzvos esei shenemar b'yom haShabbos tishbos. B'chol ha'osa bo malacha, anyone who does a malacha, bito mitzvos esei, va'avra aloysa she shenemar aloysa seko malacha. Kamo kein, and then the Rambam says again, b'perek chavtes, mitzvos esei min ha'ter l'kadish is a yom haShabbos v'dvarim, shenemar zocher is yom haShabbos l'kadish. The Rambam told us, there's a mitzvah to make kiddush. Im kein lamalo l'tar v'limno shtei mitzvos elu od apam. So Aser Soloveitchik, so why is the Rambam just wasting words? The Rambam doesn't waste one letter. And the Rambam says, by the way, I want to tell you, there are two mitzvahs midoraisa, zocher v'shomer. You already told us this. You already explained this in the previous factors. Im kein lamalo l'tar v'limno shtei mitzvos elu od apam. Mahosifu machidish ba'amru advarim elu nemer b'shabbos. And also, if you want to just tell me, by the way, I taught you about the biblical mitzvahs. Now I want to tell you the rabbinic mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that are taught about that from Yeshaya Novi that to teach us Oneg and Kovid. So then just do it. Why do you have to link the mitzvahs midrabanan to the mitzvahs midrais? The Rambam, and if he would be classic in this halacha, he would say, there is a mitzvah midrabanan to honor the Shabbos, to enjoy the Shabbos. And what's the source? We know it from the Navi. Very, very, very strange. The Rav, I don't have time to get into the whole piece of the Rav, but with this question, the Rav gets into a whole analysis of where, when the Rambam tells us that there are certain mitzvahs, certain times, the mitzvahs were midrabanan, even though they find themselves in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That was mechuyev through a takana midrabanan of the Beis Din HaGadol that existed in the times of the Nevi'im. However, these mitzvahs, and he compares it also to the mitzvah of a tainis, the Rav said it was not a takona midrabanan of the Beis Din HaGadol like every other mitzvah midivrei sefer. And that's why the Rambam specifically highlights this idea that it was mefurashin al yedei hanavi. This was not a new takona that I have zocher v'shamar on a level d'araisa, and then I have mitzvahs d'rabanan. No. Said Rav Soloveitchik beautifully over here. The Rambam is telling you something fascinating over here. You have the mitzvah of Zocher V'Shomer, and I'm very well aware that I taught you about these biblical mitzvahs already to make Kiddush and everything else. But I want to tell you something. That mitzvah, over the generations, Al Yedei the Nevinim, was now expounded and was now it was now made greater. They now redefine the mitzvah on a D'oraisa level. Kovid and Oineg, says the Rambam, is a pirush al yedei the Nevi'im, that they're now detailing specific procedures to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. So that fundamentally is linked to Zocher V'Shomer. The only real way to introduce to me the concept of Kovid v'Oineg is to reintroduce to me, remember, on a level d'oraisa I taught to you, there's Zocher V'Shomer. I want to tell you that not only is that something that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, but as the generations went on, Yeshaya Novi went on and it continued and was mamshich, that mitzvah d'oraisa, to mean all of these details that we're about to learn. If that's the case, you have a fascinating concept over here. This is not a mitzvah midrabanan that was the bezdin of in the zman of Yeshaya was mitakin, and therefore you have certain mitzvahs d'oraisa, certain mitzvahs d'rabanan. No, kovid and oinig is a fulfillment midrabanan. Who was the one who derived what the process was? That's Yeshaya Novi. But on a level of d'oraisa, it's the sparish, and it goes and it links back to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar Visham. Based on this, you could answer a lot of questions. There's a kasher Rabbi Chanan has that he says Why is it that the Ram tells us, how do we know that Nashim are Chayavos in the mitzvah of Shalashuris? How do you know? So the Ram tells us the reason you know it is because all the mitzvahs, anyone who's Chayav and Shomer is obligated in Zachar. Like the Gemara tells us, is the source that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. They're obligated to make Kiddush. So the Ram says, not only that, but other mitzvahs, even mitzvahs midrabbanan, even other mitzvahs, if it's Shalashuris, they're also obligated and linked in all the mitzvahs of the Shabbos. So basically, what's he fundamentally relying on? The hekesh of Zachar v'Shamar. So he now includes in Zachar v'Shamar not only Kiddush, but all the mitzvahs of the day. So Asar B'chanan, so why don't we say the same thing when it comes to Pesach? Why don't we say that the reason why women are obligated in Dalet Kosos is not because of Afen Hayubos Anis, but it's the same reason they're obligated in Matzah. Just like they're chayav in the low sase not to eat chametz, they're obligated to eat matzah. So now we should say, oh, they're now obligated in all the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, just like we say by Zachar v'Shamar. So the answer is, according to Rav Soloveitchik, no, Zachar v'Shamar is something totally different. Zachar v'Shamar is the overarching principle that now lended itself to be many, many different practices that were developed over the generations by the Nevi'im to now redefine that biblical mitzvah like the Rambam's telling us. You don't have a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but rather we redefined the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. So it's just an important idea that the Rav is developing to us in this concept, according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam sets up the mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos, that you're not, like the Mishabura suggests, perhaps it's only mitzvah d'rabbanan. According to the Rambam and according to many Mefarshim, it's just an extrapolation of the rabbis, but it's ultimately going to be a fulfillment of the D'oraisa of Zachar and Shom. Okay, so that's in terms of some of just the background. You're not really responsible for all of those ideas from the Rav, but I thought it was very important just to get a little bit of background in terms of understanding the concept of Kavod Shabbos. So if you look at the Mar Mekomos, the Torah presents Shabbos in a few different ways. The Torah starts off in source number one, Zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadshu, Shomer es yom haShabbos l'kadshu, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So the Ramban tells us in source number two, this concept of Zachar v'Shomer, Zachor is where it's underlined in source number two, mitzvahs esi is the positive commandments. Bishamar is the mitzvahs loisase is the negative commandments. Happens to be not all, the Rambam might not agree with that shamar only means the loisases. If you go on in the Rav shtickle over there, you'll see the Rambam held that shamar also meant positive commandments as well. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on, then the sources go on and introduce this concept that we said, that Rabbi Chanina Ma'atef V'koi Apanya Demale Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, Amar Bo V'netze Likra Shabbos HaMalka. Bo Ikala. He would say and go out towards Shabbos, and he would refer to Shabbos as Bo Ikala. What's fascinating is that Shabbos over here is depicted in the feminine, as a Kala. And in the next source, in source number four, in the Psukim present Shabbos as masculine. Va'ata daber al b'nei Yisrael le'mor achas Shabbos soyster tishmoru ki os hu b'ni u'b'neichem. Doroseichem l'das ki ani Hashem. So which one is it? Is Shabbos masculine or is Shabbos feminine? So I'd like to give a shout out to Akiva Lesser. Akiva Lesser in one of the kids' shalos of the week once came over to me on Friday night, and he asked me this very question. He says, why is it that our tefillos are also inconsistent when it comes to this concept? Is Shabbos masculine or is Shabbos feminine? We seem to be inconsistent in all of the tefillos that we daven. And this is highlighted in source number five in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, "Ubo'ilas haShabbos kasa b'shem Knesset haGedolo, Madura Basra, Minag loymer b'leil Shabbos v'yanuchu ba," and then b'yoyim haShabbos we change the tefillah, the Amida, and we say v'yanuchu ba, u'b'mincha v'yanuchu ba. So which one is it? Is it ba? Is it bo? And then why, finally, do we change to ba?
Where in that pasuk do you see that it's masculine?
Ata daber al bnei Yisrael leimor achas shabsosay tishmaru ki os os he beni ubenecha.
No, but ot is the he. The ot.
Why? How would you say it in feminine? No, you're right. You're right. You don't see in that pasuk. You don't. You're right. But so right. You're right. So that let's switch my kasha not from the psukim, but to the Magen Avraham. So which one is it? Is it bo or is it ba? So look at this fascinating Rav Dessler. This is mamish unbelievable. It was mind-boggling. Listen to what Rav Dessler says. In the Michtav Eliyahu, the Rav Dessler says, "B'tfila Shabbos Omer b'layla v'yanuchu ba, b'yom bo, u'b'mincha ba." V'hu, says Rav Dessler, this is exactly what we need to understand when we approach Shabbos. When we approach Shabbos, this is something that the Maharal develops, that Nekeva is a Mekabel, and the Zachar is a Mashpia. Right? Physically, that's true in terms of the physical interaction of men and women, and that's true in the world of Machshava, that you have different elements that are more of a Nekeva type element or a Zachar type element between being a Mashpia and being a Mekabel. So listen to what Rav Dessler says. As we approach Shabbos, we are Mashpia. What we put in is what we're going to get. The way we act to make Shabbos great, to prepare for Shabbos, that and Shabbos is the Nukva, is the Mekabel. We have to be Mekadosh to Shabbos. The Hebrew Chinas Kala, and therefore it is beginning as Hakala Mekabela. So therefore, on Friday night, we say, Boi Kala, Boi Kala. Boyom, Kesha Shabbos, His Chazka, His Basisa, It's Leinu, He Nepeches, Lebchinas, Dekura. The Shabbos is now becomes Vianu Chuvo. Now the Shabbos is Mashpi on us. The Shabbos gives us on Shabbos morning. Vihi Mekadesh and Sosanu. So you have a fascinating transformation from the Shabbos, from being Ba, to being bo on Shabbos morning. In epeches lebchinas dekura mashpia vi mekadeshes hosanu ubemincha is achtos mashpia umushba yachad sheskulasam lahamid toldos. And then we forge together to be bom, to be mashpia umushba yachad sheskulam lahamid toldos shekdusha Shabbos yashpia kdusha lishavua ba. And that will have its impact, as I said many times, to be Mekadesh the week, and ultimately to be Mekadesh the Shabbos Haba, like the Rambam tells us that Havdalah is supposed to be Mekadsho b'knisaso b'yitziyaso, that the Havdalah is supposed to be a Kiddush of the weekdays. So you have a fascinating concept of the idea of our approach and then what we get out of Shabbos, that you're switching actually from the bo to ba, the zachar to the nekeva. So that is very important as we learn the first simon of simon resh mem beis, which we're not going to spend too much time on kedai to go through, but the Mishnah Berurah is, like I said to you, encouraging one to spend money on Shabbos and to make Shabbos a beautiful experience. There's a beautiful idea of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra writes that a person who the Gemara says, if you extinguish a candle in Bamem Adlik, and we recite it every Friday night, Kechos al aner, Kechos al hashemen. So if a person is very worried about losing his money, so he's ultimately, he wants to save money, and he extinguishes the candle in order to make sure that the oil doesn't run out. So the Gra said brilliantly, what does it mean to be Kechos al aner? It should be Chos al aner, Chos al hashemen. He doesn't want to lose any money. He's very makvid that he shouldn't lose any amount, and therefore he extinguishes it. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's exactly the idea that we're saying. You don't lose money when it comes to Shabbos. Kichos al aner, kichos al Hashem. A guy thinks that what he spends on Shabbos, that he's actually helping himself out, and it's kichos al aner, kichos al Hashem. But ultimately, it's not really going to be achieved, and a person should try to make sure to enhance the Shabbos experience as much as possible. Before we go in further into the Kavod Shabbos and Einig Shabbos idea, I just want to share with you an idea that is found in the Shulchan Aruch from the Bir Agra, from Tafresh Chavtes, Simen Tafresh Chavtes, but it's attributed to Briskers, to the Soloveitchiks, the Beis Halevi I sent to you. We're going to say it outside. I'm not, because the hour is getting late, and Reb Chaim Brisker. The Rambam, when he tells us about the idea of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, so the Rambam says as follows in Perek Hey, he writes, in Halacha Aleph, Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos, Ve'echad Anosh, Ve'echad Hashem Chayev La'alik Ba'em Ner Dalek B'Shabbos, Afilu Em Mayochol, Sheze Bechlal Oineg Shabbos. The Rambam tells us a person has to light candles in Oneg Halacha in Perek Hey, to make sure that he has a beautiful ambiance in Oneg Shabbos. But then in the Rambam in Perek Lamed, he says, "Tzarich l'takin beisim mibod yom mipnei kovid Shabbos v'yesh v'yelo ner dolok." So the Rambam seems to contradict himself. The Rambam tells us that ner Shabbos, on the one hand, it's not in the Mar Makomos. The Rambam tells us in one place that ner Shabbos is kovid Shabbos, and the other place the Rambam tells us ner Shabbos is oinik Shabbos. So the Beis Halevi in the Chelek Aleph and Simen Yud Aleph and in the Reb Chaim and the stencils and Masechta say that it's not a stira. The Rambam held that the two could jive together and the two could be true. Listen carefully. The Rambam and Lagon tell us that the definition of Kavod and Shabbos is as follows. Kavod is preparing before Shabbos. Any action that you're involved with prior to Shabbos, like Rav Dessler just spoke about, to make sure when you're the Zohar to be Mashpia, that's in the preparation of Shabbos. And what you put in, you will get. The more you work, the more, like the Mesilas Yisharim says over here, Tchiloso Avoda V'Sofo Gmul, what you put in, what you're Mashpia, what you're a Zohar about, what you're Mechabed with, ultimately will allow to the experience, but that experience is on Shabbos, is the Oineg Shabbos. Oineg Shabbos is the experience during the 24 hours of Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos is the actions that we're involved with in the preparation of Shabbos. So the Rambam is not a contradiction, says Reb Chaim. Says on the one hand, there's an aspect of making sure and doing the preparation and lighting a candle to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Erev Shabbos. There's a Maisa mitzvah to honor the Shabbos to make sure that there is light, and that's the Maisa mitzvah that we were Mechayev you in preparation for Shabbos. And then we also had a dimension that we wanted that there to be illumination on Shabbos. There should be that experience on Shabbos. How would I classify that, says Rambam? That's the mitzvah on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah when you're already being Mekabel, like Rav Dessler tells us. And there's no contradiction if Shabbos is, if Hadlakas Neros is Kavod Shabbos or Onan Shabbos. But it's very relevant just in defining our terminology when we refer to Kavod, when we refer to Oneg, according to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Beis Halevi, what that and Reb Chaim, what that meant is prior to Shabbos versus the experience on Shabbos itself. Okay, that really gets us to the Simen Reish Nun. Again, just a brief background about some of the ideas that we're involved with on Shabbos. The Mechaber tells us in Simen Reish Nun, Yashkim Baboiker, a person should get up early on Erev Shabbos, B'yom HaShishi, L'hochin Tzarchei Shabbos, to prepare the needs for Shabbos. Mishnah Brura has a discussion over here whether or not he should do so before davening. Fascinating discussion, one would think, and the Mishnah Brura says, obviously, I'd rather you daven and say Kriya Shema beforehand, but then the Mishnah Brura entertains the possibility that a person might not have the stores open and available anymore if he's going to wait till after he davens. So then he says that a person should obviously buy it beforehand, and it wouldn't be considered like doing activities that are not allowed before davening, because over here the activities are letzorech mitzvah, which the Mishnah Brura and Hilchos Tefillah told us is an exception to the rule in terms of activities that are not allowed before one speaks the Rabban Shalom in Tefillah. So a person has to make sure to take care of all of their preparations early in the morning on Erev Shabbos. Then in Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Brura has a discussion about making sure that you should take care of the laundry and all the other things that you do, to make sure to do it a day earlier so that you actually have availability to prepare the food and that which is necessary to be done on Erev Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating, which Rashi Ala Torah tells us in Sifkot and Beis. You look to where he quotes the pasuk Siv B'Toira Zochar Siyam Shabbos LeKadsho V'Darshu BeShamish DeZochro MeEchad BeShabbos. Person Rashi Ala Torah tells us that a person should, whatever he buys, if he buys something unique and he thinks that this is very special, he should reserve it and save it for Shabbos. Make sure that it's and say that this is for Shabbos. And Beis Hillel disagreed. He says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. A person has the ability to live on a daily basis, and he doesn't have to do that. What always bothered many of the Farshim is, why do we paskin, like the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down over here, why do we paskin like Beis Shammai, that a person has to make sure to leave the delicacies for Shabbos, even on a Monday and a Tuesday, if the halacha is usually like Beis Hillel. So the different mefarshim, the Shabur explains over here that Beis Hillel agrees in an ideal world that you should follow Beis Shammai. He's just saying that not all of us are on that level, but we should strive to be on that level. I thought a different pshat. Perhaps one could understand that Lasid Lava, the Arizal tells us we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So if the Lasid Lava, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai when we embark upon the oineg of Me'enoi Lam Haba, of Shabbos, perhaps there's a reason to suggest like the ideals of Beis Shammai for that very reason. There is something that I just left out, I forgot, in Siman Reish Mem Beis. In the end of Siman Reish Mem Beis, after the Mishnah Berurah tells us the ideas of making sure to have food for Shabbos, and to, he says, Mitakonas Ezer Sti Mechabsim Begadim Bechamisha B'Shabbos Mebnei Kavod Shabbos. That's where he introduces the idea of laundering the clothing before Shabbos in order to make sure that, and you're doing it on Thursday in order to make sure that you're available on Friday, like I just said, to cook and take care of the food for Shabbos. Then the Ramah introduces something that Mishnah Berurah is very upset that people aren't makbid about. The Ramah introduces that Noachim Lolush Kedivre Kedei Shir Chala Babayis Lasos Mehem Lechomim Lifzoh Aleim B'Shabbos V'yontif. There's a minhag that the woman should bake a shir challah, which would be at least 2.2 pounds, possibly 5 pounds, to be mafresh with a bracha, to make sure that you have lechem mishnah to bless on them on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah adds in another reason in Sifkot and Vav. He says, Od yesh tam bazeh, third line in Sifkot and Vav. Because Chava on Friday did a sin and affected what, however you define this, the Chala of the world, Shenivra be'erev Shabbos, that was created on Erev Shabbos. So there's a specific reason that you should specifically be involved on Friday with the mitzvah of Chala because of what it represents and what it's metakin in the Aveira that Chava was involved with on the first Friday of the creation of the world. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Alach, and Mishnah Berurah here complains that he sees that people go to the store and they buy Pals Palter and they buy many different breads, and he doesn't understand why people are not fulfilling this minig. So if you look in Rabbi Tzion Abishol in source number 8, he writes, "Is manenu sheofin mamafios chalos b'miuchedes lekavod Shabbos, ain't sarach lahakpid leefos chalos b'bayis lekavod Shabbos." So he has a kula. He says, if a person is going to these bakeries in order to get a specific taste, you don't have a zaydis challah, you know, that you can make it in your house. So therefore, says Rav Tzion Abishol, that I can understand the good rationale and reason for a person not to bake challahs on their own. But if there's no other reason, so then a person should be mekayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the mitzvah of baking challah. It is worth noting, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, when he mentions pas palter, that this is something that we're makbid about in the shul. And I try to tell people about this, just like there is an inyan not to have pas palter during aseres tmei tshuva, Mishnah Berurah says a person should not have pas palter, which means bread baked from a goyish bakery, on Shabbos and Yontif. And that's something that was not accepted, although the Mishnah Berurah is really belief.
Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's just as much as a chiyuv, just like aseres yemei tshuva. For some reason, because this extends itself to cakes and pretzels and all those things, for some reason it didn't spread in the meaning of Klal Yisrael, but it is something that the Mishnah Berurah suggests one should be makbid about. Okay, that's in terms of the preparations of Shabbos, the kibbutz, and the we're skipping back to where I was in Siman Reish Nun. So here, we're back to what we said in Siman Reish Nun. The Mechaber says over here, Yashkim baboyker b'yoyim shishi, lo'ochin tzarchei Shabbos, v'afilu yesh lo kama avodim. Even if a person has people that can get the job done, he has help, hired help, that could cook certain things. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph that tells us Rava Machrich Reisha. Rava himself was the one who salted the fish. I think this is definitely a time in this time of isolation when we're home. Many of us don't have our classic help, so a lot of us are able to fulfill this Gemara in a greater way, that we're involved in a lot of the Kavod Shabbos activities. But the Gemara says over here, mitzvah bo yosur mi b'shlucho. Even if you have a way to have it fulfilled, to have it done, but that's not something that we should rely on, and you should really do it yourself. This was one of two of the mitzvahs that the Gemara in the first daf of the second parak on Mem Aleph and Med Aleph and Kiddushin tells us mitzvah bo yosur mi b'shlucho. This mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and the mitzvah of marrying a woman, that it's mitzvah to marry yourself. And the Gemara gives examples of Amorayim, like the Tano, like the Gemara says, like the Mechaber says over here. Ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzorchei Shabbos kedei l'chado. Ki Rav Chista haye mechatei chayerek dak dak. V'rabba v'rabbi Yosef haye mevaken etzim. They all would cut the wood. V'rab Zera haye madlik ha'esh. V'rab Nachman haye metaken abayis. He would sweep the floor. U'machnes kelim atzrichim l'shabbos. The uncharacteristic of the Mechaber to quote a lengthy list of the Gemara, of all the different Amorayim that were involved in the process of Hachana, he's obviously trying to reiterate this idea of this has got to be by you and not by someone else. This is what the Chutshani from this in Karelitz in source number 9 tells us, that there are two aspects of the preparation for Shabbos. The nearer together mitzvahs Hachana Be'er of Shabbos, source number 9, Yesh Bezin Yonim. Make sure that he has all the food. And but he himself should be involved in the process. It's not just a hechitimtza, it's not just a prep to make sure that I have, it's rather the actual process and procedure is crucial, and therefore the Gemara introduced this with mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucho, don't get anyone else. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses what you should be involved with, clearing all. He discusses about the spider webs, clearing all these things to make it as Shabbistic as possible. One of the mitzvahs that a person is involved with when he prepares for Shabbos is the tasting of the food. I believe it's the Mishnah Berurah here. Is it here? Where is it?
Well, source 10 talks about it also.
Yeah, so where is it in the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah introduces the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos to taste the food. Right, the mitzvah that's known as Talmeh Chaim Zachu, that there's a mitzvah to taste all the food. Hold on one second. Yeah.
It's the last line of Beis, right?
Before it goes to the next staff. Right. I'm reading the wrong one.
I'm
the Sefer the last line, right? Very good, Avi. So the last line of Sifkan Aleph, Sifkan Beis, on the first column and Reish Nun. I am saying for Shulchan David Timur Shabbos Mikol Min Bevaydai He Mitzvah Remez Lozet Toamel Chaim Zachu. So there's a mitzvah to taste all the food before Shabbos. So the question is, what does that mean to taste? This is a question that often arises in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerideya, you have this question also. There are poskim that say if a person tastes in Issur D'Rabbanan that you could be makel. So what does it mean to taste? What does te'ima mean?
Is there the question also in the Mechaber and Hilchos Tainis? Machalikas Mechaber and the Ramah. Could a person taste on a Tainis if he's not doing Achila? Does that mean fully swallowing? Does that mean just tasting? What does Te'ima mean in Halacha? So where does this come up, Nafkamina? It comes up one Shabbos a year, a big Nafkamina.
9 days.
Anyone know?
9 days, Erev Tisha B'Av.
9 days, Erev Tisha B'Av. This is the big Shaila. Can a person taste the Fleishiks during 9 days in Erev Tisha B'Av? So if you look at Rav Ozner in source number 11, in Kovitz Mibes Levi, so he writes, Im yesh tzarech b'tiim es tavshilei abashu l'tzarech habishol, muter litoy ma'at kefi atzarech. Person has, it's an interesting lashon because, what do you mean Im yesh tzarech? The Mishnah Berurah just said it's a mitzvah to taste all the food. Of course there's going to be a tzarech. And I haven't had meat for already a week. Of course, it's going to be a tzarech. But the Rav Ozner seems to allow to, in at least on certain level, to taste the food on Erev Shabbos. You look at the Tzitz Eliezer, and I think the minig of most poskim is not to be make like this. The Tzitz Eliezer writes that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tameh, you just have to taste it, and you could spit it out. No one tells you you have to swallow it. Mitzvah is not necessarily a mitzvah of achila. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of the imav, just to get the taste, to make sure that the food is actually ready. So although the Rav Ozner over here has a kula in certain tzarachim, I think the minig of most is not to be makel on this. The shiloh that comes up often, I get from many of you in this shul, is what about the children that are not going to be up later? And can they eat earlier in the day on Erev Shabbos? So Rav Meisha writes in a tshuva that when it comes to the children, he's willing to be makel if they can eat at a time and it's late enough to be considered like a Suda Shabbos. That they're not going to be at the later meal. This is going to be their Suda Shabbos. It's after Plag. So then that's going to be their Suda. That could be, that's no different than it's going to be your meal. But if you're just going to say at 12 in the afternoon, because we usually have cholent when it comes to Friday afternoon lunch, that Rav Meisha was not willing to be leaning. So it's just an interesting nafkamina, legabi this mitzvah of Talmea, whether it means to actually eat or just to taste.
And is this before Shabbos or in Shabbos?
This is before Shabbos. This is before Shabbos. This is on Erev Shabbos to make sure that everything tastes good.
The Mishnah Berurah says Beshabbat.
Ma?
The Mishnah Berurah says Beshabbat. Then, you know, the Arizal adds Bifnei Shabbat.
Atima b'Shabbos mikol min b'vad. Yeah, you're right. It's not, I don't think that's what he means, but it's a little enu meduyuk, I hear. He says, if you read before, Upshita b'davar shen yoshchiyach ligan, mitzvah litva mikol tavshio b'erev Shabbos, k'di l'atak n'yav gohogan, v'ayim b'sev shomad, atima b'Shabbos mikol min b'vad. He means he's coming off of that line that he said be'erev Shabbos. He means te'ima ligabe Shabbos. That's what he means. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rebels on.
The final simon that really pertains to some of these details about the preparation that we're going to discuss is in simon reish samech. Simon reish samech. Again, like I told you, this week is not such a lumdish sugya. I tried to add some other makaris to try to lumdify it a little bit, but there's just few different halachas that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we're often involved with that we need to be aware of and we never get a chance to look in ourselves. So just to finally look at the in Simon Reish Samech, the Dinei Achnasa Shabbos, so the Mechaber tells us what we saw in the Rambam already, Mitzvah Lirchos. The Mechaber says, Sardim, classic, pun of Yad of Raglev, so they don't take a shower. But the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, the Kol Gufo. So you have to do the entire body of him. Mi'ev Shalo Yarchutz. So then he says you should rely on pun of Yad of Raglev, Becham and Be'erev Shabbos. U'mitzvah Lachuv Rosh, U'lagaleach Tziparnayim Be'erev Shabbos. And a person should wash his head. And even the Ramah says over here, should get a... If in Ma'asei Rosh or Gedolos Mitzvah Legalchan, if his hair is too long, he should cut it, right? And he should cut his nails on Erev Shabbos. Mr. Brewer writes over here that he shouldn't cut his nails on Thursday because nails grow back. And then it's not going to be Kavod Shabbos anymore. So he suggests, unless a person doesn't have the ability to, or same thing when it comes to washing, you should try to make it as nikar as possible that it's for Shabbos. This is often an issue that when it comes up, Erev Shabbos, Shechalios, Erev Rosh Chodesh, so people already want to extend it back to Thursday night. So ideally, a person should really wait because of these Mishnah Berurahs, that he wants it to be as clear that this is L'Kavod Shabbos and not as far back as possible. And therefore, you should do it L'Shem Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So that applies to cutting the nails as well. What's fascinating over here is something that you might have been familiar with. The Rama over here in Hilchos Shabbos tells you how to cut your nails. Ukshenotol tziparnov, and when a person cuts his nails, lo yitol olson kisidron. A person should not cut it in order. So how do you do it? Yaschil b'smol b'kmitza. Person should start with his left hand with this finger. Ubiyamin be'etzva, and then he starts with this finger, and he on the right hand, and then he always skips a finger to never do any of them in order. V'simin lazed de'ba'aga b'smola u'bedaga b'yamin. So that's the way for you to figure it out how to do it. How to actually do the cutting of the nails, to never do one nail next to the next, next to the one right next to it. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and also we have a practice, Alpi Kabbalah, that we don't cut the fingernails and the toenails on the same day, mm-hmm. unless it's a woman who needs to for the mikvah. That's something that we try not to do. Mishnah Berurah discusses over here. Also, some of us might be familiar about this from things that we grew up with, about taking care of the tzipornayim and trying to dispose of it. Chasidim, the poskim quote from that the Chasidim burn their nails. I think they say that the Chazanish used to burn his nails with the beer chametz. Minag ha'olam is to just be a tzaddik and to flush it down the toilet, but not to just dispose of it. And if it's left in a certain area, it could actually be you're actually considered a rasha. The poskim say, and it could be mazik people, and therefore, if it's swept away, so it's not going to be mazik anymore. But a person should make sure to dispose of it correctly. That is just in terms of the halachos of the cutting of the nails. That's where he writes over here. And then there's just a few halachos just to go down, just shift down, Avi, on the Marmakomos. You have a Gemara in Shabbos. That's the source to be Rochitz, part of Yeraglov. Kachayim and Agashal, Reb Yudah Bar Eloi, and Chafayim Ebeiz, in source number 12. Erev Shabbos Mevi'im lo Arevi Malaya Chamin Verochitz Ponav Yerag Mesatef. So he would wash his hands and feet. So that's what the Mechaber said specifically those. The Chida extends this in source number 13. If a minig that the Chida said that there's great things a person could go to the mikvah. And Mefshir Yitbo lo B'chol Erev Shabbos V'tov Litvol Tfila Achaz La'aver Azuma V'tumas Kerek Yotze V'arba Tfilos V'yikabal Arba Misos L'takin Mashepoga B'arba Osios. There's a lot of Kabbalah in Yonim with the Tefillah going in on Erev Shabbos. This is the Chazanish, in source number 15, that he would keep it for Bir Chametz, but I think most people are makel to just put it in the toilet, and that would be sufficient as well. And the Chida ends off that everyone should keep in mind on Erev Shabbos. Ba'alos ha-mincha b'Erev Shabbos hu ha'is mesukam l'machlekes bein ish l'ishto bein ha-mesharsim b'har b'torre chasitra achra b'zeh l'char cheriv v'ish ha-yare yachuf yitzro. Person should be aware that it's a phenomenon. It's very important to reiterate this because people think that they are the only one who experienced this. I think that it was I think that the Satmar Rebbe had a drasha. He says, "Lo sevaru esh b'chomosh masechem b'yom haShabbos." There's an extra esh that exists in the context of Shabbos and the preparation of Shabbos. Just like the Chida is telling us, there is a special, sense of frustration, of a tense mood, and a lot of shalom bayis issues when there's shalom bayis potential. So then the Yetzer Hara obviously tries to aggravate the matzav and the situation. and he tries to create it to be to ruin the Shalom Bayis at the outset of Shabbos when he's going to lose that with the Hadlakas Neiris of Zachar V'Shamer and Shalom Bayis. Person needs to keep that on his mind and make sure that he remembers and prepares, not only in the Kavod Rosh because he's preparing to accept the Shechina Akdosha, but he also needs to make sure that he doesn't hurt and Yatzah Schara Be'efseido, that he's going to have a beautiful Simcha, a beautiful Shabbos, but it's not going to be worth anything if people are being hurt or damaged or put down in the process. This is something that many of us fall into the trap of, and it takes a lot of avoda. This chida is probably the most important Maor Mokum that we discussed today, that so many fights and so many relationships are hurt and damaged on the Erev Shabbos experience, and it's what to really contemplate, how we could improve on that. In addition to that, the Mishnah Berurah in this Siman and Siman Reish Samech, in the first Mishnah Berurah, discusses that you should take a shower not so late in the game, because if you don't, there are so many malachos that you will be involved and transgress if you're not going to prepare properly to make sure that you finish the shower prior, whether it's with the towel, whether it's with the hot water, whether it's with the soap. There's so many issues that come up with showering. But this doesn't only pertain to showering. This pertains to all of Erev Shabbos. I think Rav Soloveitchik wrote in one of his drushes that he doesn't miss the Shabbos Jew from Europe, but he misses the Erev Shabbos Jew from Europe. That unfortunately people come in at the last minute. And again, it's a difficult matzav, but a person has to figure out a way to make sure they get caught in these mechsholim, to make sure that not only from the point of view of the Rambam of thinking about what he has the ability and the opportunity to meet and to be embraced in the Shabbos experience with Kavod Shabbos, but also Chas V'Shalom to avoid any transgressions if he doesn't realize. It's so easy to be driving a car, not being looking at the clock and not recognizing how late it is, that it could be mamish, such a tremendous avla and yatzah schara be'efseido. So a person has to keep all these ideas in mind when they are approaching the Shabbos experience. So Baruch Hashem, we finished. That's pretty much it for the Kavod Shabbos in Yanim. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll go back to the halachos of Zmanim in Mirtz Hashem. Reish Samach Aleph, back to the classic sugyas. This was just a little bit of a background and a few different random inyanim for Kavod Shabbos. Yeah, questions?
Yeah, very well done. It concerns to Rav Moshe, who said that that for the kids, it's mutter after Chag HaMincha for them to eat the meat. Is it better on during the 9 days to make normal Shabbos and not make early Shabbos for that reason, according to Rav Moshe?
Again, because if you would make normal Shabbos, you meant the opposite, no? To make early Shabbos?
No, should we try to avoid making early Shabbos during the 9 days?
Why?
Because didn't Rav Moshe say that only for the way the Rav quoted it, it's only for if the kids are going to do it, then you could give them at least a little bit in a mutter zman. Or is it that if you were to make late Shabbos, you could give it to them starting at Chag HaMincha?
No. Meaning he's saying, even if you're not going to make early Shabbos, for them, that'll be Suda Shabbos.
Okay, perfect.
Once on Piskei Teshuvos, he said that the Tohameh doesn't apply anymore. We could rely on the women, that they're better cooks or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, could be. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. Who do you quote that from?
I gotta take a look. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's a good mahalach for the chida. Any other questions? Okay, this is a little, for those of you that were new, this was not the classic sugya. This is a little bit more machshava. Again, important in yonim. It's important to understand what we're involved with and not just to, kind of just push aside these inyanim of Kavod and Onig Shabbos, even though it might not be an Isser Skila, it might not be an Isser Bishel, but it still is all really holding really the content of what our Shabbos experience a person shouldn't, I'm sure many of you have heard this a lot, a person shouldn't make Shabbos just about bishul, is it us or is it mutter? You need to understand what you're involved with, what you're embarking upon, what the Rav is developing, that you're now going to really be involved in a 24-hour tefillah of meeting Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, that's why you have to have these practices. And a person on a weekly basis should, like the Mishnah Berurah told us, like Beis Shammai, should think about how he can enhance his Shabbos experience to make sure that Shabbos is going to be that pinnacle, you know, and that really elevated experience that will hopefully change our lives for the future. I said a few weeks ago, I sent a shir that right now we have a lifestyle that mimics Shabbos. And I think that might not be maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a setup, like he said, that which means that we have a package of a Shabbos at the beginning, a Shabbos at the end, and weekdays that are influenced by the Shabbos experience. It's not just that we should keep Shabbos. The strange Gemara. The Gemara tells us we have to keep two Shabbos. Why? If Shabbos is a special schus, let us just keep one Shabbos. Shabbos will bring the Geula. Like Mordechai and David said, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. So why does the Gemara say that we have to keep two Shabbosos? So Sfasemes says so beautifully, Mordechai ben David is right. It's really just one Shabbos. But you have to know how to keep Shabbos. And the way to keep Shabbos is to start off with a Shabbos. You have Shabbos. Shabbos imbues itself into the weekday. Now you have weekdays that can lead up to an unbelievable, incredible Shabbos. And then, Emirtz Hashem, b'schus that, we'll have an experience that we'll be able to be ba'al lidei geula. We're now experiencing a lifestyle that we can really focus, we can really anticipate. We have a little extra time. We have zman. We have the ability to be machrich reisha, to salt the fish, to sweep the floor, to get rid of the spider webs, like the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. This is really, these halachas are things that we don't usually focus on, we don't usually learn, but how relevant it is to our lifestyle in this day, in this pandemic. So imamish hits home, and hopefully, if we capitalize on all these halachas, and we experience the covet and oneg in the right way, Mirtz Hashem, it should bring the geula b'mheira b'yamin. Shkaya. So Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll meet the same time. We're going to be starting much more.